Mike, why do you think you've had pretty good success against Bill the last 5 years and most teams have not had any at all?
I really don't know. All the games have been great games. And it's usually a very physical game. It usually comes down in the last quarter. And hopefully we can sneak another one.
Is the notion that it's more of a chess match overstated? You just mentioned it's they've all been physical games. They tend to be portrayed as chess matches.
Well, Bill really keeps you off balance. You know, he uses a three-man front, four-man front. Over the last 5 or 6 years, I think he's used every type of defensive front that we could possibly see. You know, from eight-man fronts, wide tackle six, to the bare defense, the straight three fours, and he really makes you prepare not only in the base offensive game plan, but in the nickel game plan as well. So, one of the reasons why they have had so much success, they are very well coached, and they've got great players as well.
Even though it's still kind of early in the season, is this one of those games where you truly find out how good your team is at this point?
Well, we think that every week. You know, if you don't think that every week, you're not made of the right stuff. In reality, you go back, and as we've talked about before, the things you've done very well and the things you've done poorly, and you work at those things. We'd sure like to put a good game together.
If you were Bill, would you use last year's playoff game as maybe some motivation going into this one?
Well, I'm not Bill, so I'm not going to speak for Bill.
Okay. Do you think they might be doing that, at least maybe a little bit of chatter?
Oh, I really don't know. I mean, I'm sure, just like, when we played Pittsburgh, we were very disappointed that we lost. When we played Pittsburgh, obviously, they won the game, but it's a new year, it's a new team, and you got to take care of business. So you always want to win these games, especially against teams that are very well coached, got some great players and great tradition, and playing in their backyard, it's a great challenge for us and as a football team and a coaching staff.
Like, are they alternating running backs like you guys are doing? I know both guys are getting carries.
Yeah, they are. In fact, they're really going with three backs, and two backs are getting the majority of the carries, and Dylan and Maroney, and Falk is getting some as well. All three very productive.
Mike, in the free agency area, all the good teams have turnover, and they all lose recognizable veterans. The perception seems to be that the Patriots are having more of that than a lot of other teams in that position this year. McGinnis and Deion Branch, of course, every year. Do you see it that way? Do you think it's just the normal attrition, or do they have more turnover?
Well, I think some years, you do have more turnover. I think they had more turnover than they have had in the past. But you got to make decisions sometimes with the salary cap, what's the best for your football team. And sometimes it's based on other salaries. Sometimes it's based on positions. You really don't know what the reasons are for. But I can tell you they've got a very good football team. Well, to be honest with you, I haven't talked to Greek about the CAT scan, so I think the CAT scan came out okay. He's listed as probable. We'll practice today. He's went through a walkthrough, so there shouldn't be any setback. And if he does develop something during the week, I'll let you know.
Mike, Bill's always been known as a guy sometimes keeps a lot of his starters on special teams, some of his players. What's your approach to that, the special teams?
Well, same thing. You always got a number of players on special teams. I've watched Pro Bowl players actually be on three different teams. So, it all depends on the philosophy. A guy like Ian Gold, I'd love to have him on special teams, but he hurt himself covering a punt. And I'm not going to put him back there because he's so valuable. But would I like to have him there? Sure, I would. A fine line. You got to evaluate the age of your players, what they've done, and then go with your gut feeling.
When do you think you'll make a decision on whether or not Quincy plays Sunday? Or have you made that decision?
No, I've got to look at him in practice and evaluate him, and I'll let you know right after kickoff.
Right after kickoff? Phone me?
I'll give you a call.
Are you anticipating the four-man defensive front that they showed last week somewhere?
Well, they do a little bit of everything. They've played us, like I have mentioned. And they can give you different looks with the same personnel. That's what makes it tough. They don't tell you it's going to be a four-man front. Sometimes they'll show you a four-man front. Sometimes they'll show you a four-man front using three-man personnel. So they've got the ability to do a lot of different things with their base defense. And They do a lot of different things with their nickel, and we've been seeing it for a lot of different years, and one of the reasons why they've been so successful against great offensive teams for the years. You know, they really keep you off balance, and they know what they're doing, and you know, you might get a play here or there, but they compensate very quickly. So they keep you off balance.
Coach,